How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Network, and well, we're going to have a guest in just a little bit. We're going to have on Mr. John Flahr, and my producer is going to give him a jingle, and we're going to welcome him back to the network because, as many of you remember, John Flahr has written a book. He's a Christian attorney, if there is such a thing, and he's written a book about the Bush administration. Christian Words on Christian Actions, George Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. Whew. Anyway, he has written that book, and he's also up in the neck of the woods where there's a group of people. And you know, we've talked to them, Ed Brown and company, who are holed up in their home, awaiting some sort of action by the government of the United States, the federal marshals, what have you, try to invade, to try to destroy the home and domicile which Mr. Brown and company live in. So, we intend to have him on because he's been there. He's been in the home. He's done some videoing. And he has much to say about the situation from a Christian perspective. So I want you to definitely join in. Pay close attention to what will be said. And as ever and always, the number's here, 800-313-9443. That's my toll-free number to the Republic Broadcasting Network. just a review, for those who don't know anything about my guest coming up, John Flahr. He has written the book Christian Words on Christian Actions, and it really contrasts George's promises of Christian ethics with the policies delivered by this White House. And as you know, the policies that George Bush has implemented legally and illegally have been anathema to our faith, our Christian heritage, and our constitutional republic. And that has angered many people. And many others think it's just fine. You see, we have a group of people in America today who are totally brain dead. Totally brain dead. Many of them have talk shows. Many of them are well syndicated. Many of them are very popular. And they keep beating it into your brain, your head, that somehow it is a Christian thing to do to engage in anti-Christianity. Also, in addition to that, they would have you believe that violating and desecrating the Constitution of the United States is what Americanism is all about. Americanism means desecrating America in their minds, in their sick and pathetic minds. That's exactly what it means. So that's why men like John Flahr, I believe, are straight shooters and have taken the stand they have taken, regardless of the consequences. All right, we'll round him up. We'll be chatting with him about Ed Brown and company in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and a lot more than that. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back now, and I believe we have John Clark on the line, right? Do we have him, Mr. Producer? Not yet? What happened? Maybe he's being abducted. You never know, right? That can happen. We've had people who were about to come on the program, all of a sudden, poof, they're gone. Now, I'm not saying they were truly abducted or taken away, although that possibility now becomes more and more a distinct potential reality, given this administration and what it has gotten away with. And, you know, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you know the way that the name of the game is played. Yes, George Bush is evil. Yes, his administration has done evil, both at home and abroad. But make no mistake about it, when they get rid of George Bush, and he's gone, there'll be another George Bush, there'll be another Bill Clinton, there'll be another Kerry, another Carter, another Johnson, another Roosevelt, and on and on and on it goes, keeping the American people perpetually confused and tossed in the wind as to what's happening next. They don't know. They haven't got a clue. What's that? He's back? He's here? All right, I like that. John Clark, welcome to the program again.
A pleasure to be with you, Rick, as always.
Thank you. It's good to hear your very soft and beautiful voice, and you have a way with words. You are a wordsmith, no doubt, and your book has proven that. The book that I mentioned and I just promoted once again, and I know you certainly could use more readership on that book. It is a great book, Christian Words on Christian Actions, about George Bush and the desecration of Christianity in a modern America. And you have been involved also, as I mentioned to the listeners, you've been involved specifically with Ed Brown in New Hampshire, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And tell us about your involvement and what you've seen, what you've witnessed.
Well, first of all, I was on the line, so I heard you before, but I was frustrated you guys couldn't hear me, I guess. I hadn't clicked in, so I was up to speed with you. And I will apologize at the outset. We have a couple of lambs that were born 3 days ago, and they're in our kitchen, so in the other room. So if you hear...
As long as those lambs are being led in the right way, and I know they are, we don't want to see anyone led to the slaughter.
Well,
doesn't belong there.
We raise them to eat, so you're kind of setting me up there. But
I didn't intend to do that, though,
we
John.
We raise lambs to eat. We get attached to them, but mm-hmm. if you can't kill it, you shouldn't eat it. But they get treated very well on the way there. And at any rate, as far as Mr. Brown's matter,
yes.
I don't mean to be light because we're dealing with something very grave, as I'm sure you know.
Right.
The story, briefly, is that I had originally contacted Ed to have him consider whether I might intervene in his behalf, perhaps to help him file an appeal, mm-hmm. or to consider some alternatives other than a violent standoff with federal authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it very clear that he had no intention of considering any alternatives. He was going to take it no further. He felt that the jury instructions were tainted and that he had no choice, mm-hmm. or no chance, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to stand his ground. And we understood each other. I understood that it's his right to choose that, and he understood that I would prefer he chose an alternative, and we built a friendship out of that over a couple of days talking on the phone, and I had told him I would come down that Thursday, not knowing that that would, in fact, be the day that the jury verdict was rendered. My wife on Wednesday, my wife Jackie, had the idea, why don't you go get the video camera from the local TV station where I do some work, it's mm-hmm. public access,
mm-hmm.
and we'll drive down with that, and we'll film it, and I thank God for putting her in my life because I hadn't really thought about that, and I feel kind of silly about it, but that's why she's there. And we drove down. We spent the whole day. We spent about 7 or 8 hours there that day. As it happened, the jury verdict was rendered that day. We shot the video. There were a lot of things that built out of this. I wasn't exactly sure what my role was. I'm a devout Christian. I feel God in things, and I try to choose a course that's pleasing to Him. And it became clear to me quickly that the media, whether intentionally or not, was going to paint Ed as a misled person or as a violent person. Mm-hmm. Sensationalism gets viewers on TV, and you don't really present a very good picture of someone in 30 seconds or 1 minute footage.
Mm-hmm.
But what was intriguing was that as we were filming him, the retinue the chain of reporters just kept coming in one after another. So we were actually not just filming Ed, but we were filming the mainstream media filming Ed. And it was intriguing to see the complete different mindset of Ed and the people there with him and these reporters who had no idea what this is all about. And part of the story is not just about Ed Brown, but who are these people that have been rushing from all over the country to stand, and some willing to die with him, others simply to take pictures or to show their moral support. He gets hundreds, if not thousands, of emails and phone calls. The phone rings off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And the mainstream media and most Americans have no clue. And as you said earlier, they're rather ignorant. And the government would like to keep them ignorant. So we felt that it would do justice to Ed and to the American people to try to humanize him, to capture the fact that we weren't afraid of Ed shooting us. Ed hasn't shot anyone. This isn't a Waco. No one's been shot. There are no firearms violations. And one question I asked in the video we put together and put up on the Internet, which we've had just a tremendous response to.
Yeah, I have not seen that, but that's okay. I haven't received it from you yet, but that's all right.
Oh, okay. Well, I did send it out earlier.
My email is very slow. We got a lot of spam on the Internet now, and it's slowing down everything, too.
It went out at 5:33, so mm-hmm. it shows in my system it went out. Well, that's fine. You can look at it, and
that's no problem.
Then let us know what you think.
Without me having to see it, it doesn't matter because I implicitly trust your judgment here, and I know that what you've been doing is a heartfelt mission, and it's certainly not an exercise in ego or pride. So that's all right with me, John. Go ahead, continue.
Well, thank you, and I do think that's important for people to realize because it would be hurtful for me for people to think I'm grandstanding. We've taken risks, I suppose. Some people are afraid to go there. I've have had my computer attacked repeatedly in the last 2 weeks when I have not had any attacks in the last year and a half since I got the thing. It's clear to me that some are trying to sabotage our efforts. I have also spent my own money to drive down there and back, and I don't have much. I live off a disability policy, and the book is not so much as important as what's in the book. And that's how, that's the other part of the story. That's how I connected with Ed Brown, because through the groups on the internet, I became aware of this story long before the mainstream media. I was calling him and talking with him long before they knew there was a story. And that's because of the work I've done with stations, you know, with programs like yours and others around the country for almost a year now, in trying to awaken Americans to the tyrannical power that their federal government is becoming. Their Constitution cannot protect them when it no longer exists. And much of the work I've done has been since last October around the Military Commissions Act, around the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, USA Patriot Act, these sweeping powers that most Americans are completely oblivious have been enacted because they were snuck in deceptively named bills or in large military expenditure packages that no one dared resist. They're now law. And so Ed very quickly understood that I was part of the effort to educate Americans about issues of which he's already very aware. This man is an intelligent man. He has done his homework. Many I've seen in blogs have criticized him because they say he's just trying to not pay taxes and keep the money. Well, if that's the case, why is he willing, as a self-avowed millionaire living the American dream, why is he willing to die and lose all of that, lose his house that he has no mortgage on? It's a beautiful house, but it's also off the grid.
Well, he's a man of principle, but they want the interest and the principle. You know, the fact is that even if he were motivated by so-called greed and selfishness, I would still say, hey, that's what America is all about. You know, the concept of you do for yourself, you take care of your own, and the government, keep your grubby little mitts off my wallet, off my pocketbook, you know. So I'd still have respect for him, but I understand what you're saying. The point is, he's a man of honor, and he's willing to go to the nth degree to accomplish the truth for what he believes and what we all believe in, except those who control a government, those that run the government, those that want the government to crush freedom. You say, why would they want that? What is it about people that they just can't mind their own business? They want power over others. Well, as you know, you sort of talked about it in your book, John. People want power because it gives them a sense of earthly gain. And you see, just the opposite of what Jesus taught, the heavenly kingdom, the meekness of his people, these individuals are driven by a satanic origin. And Satan wants them to control others so that he can eventually bring them to his fold. And that's what power in the hands of government, ruthless secularists, antichrists, is all about, in my view, Ed. Ed, I'm calling you Ed now, John.
Well, you could call me worse things.
But you get my drift.
Well, you're what are you, crazy? You're talking about truth here. You're talking about truth. And in fact, you echo many of the same things that Ed has said, but which obviously are lost on the secular media, most of whom are neither Christian nor even informed about these issues. And yes, that is what my book is about. And I try to stick in the book to things I can absolutely prove beyond any doubt, because there's plenty there to prove without me needing to be speculative.
Yes.
In this instance, what I saw pretty quickly, and this is speculation, I will say so, but what I saw pretty quickly is there seemed to be an effort to discredit not just Ed, but those who would support him. And what I'm aware of, and you may be aware of, is that Aaron Russo has done a film called America from Freedom to Fascism. That film documents the apparent lack of federal authority to tax American income and wages. It also documents problems with electronic voting and how that can't be trusted. And it also documents plans to implant us with microchips. That film has been viewed, I understand, by over a million people, and they'd like to discredit it.
Okay, stay where you are. John Klar is our guest. We'll be right back with this subject and much more to come. You got a question, a comment? Jump aboard now. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. John Klar is my guest, and we're talking about the Ed Brown situation in New Hampshire, no question about that. And how many other Ed Browns are there in America that we might not even know about? How many have already been, shall we say, rubbed out by agents, by governments here and there? You know, don't think that's preposterous or undocumented. There have been many cases that I have been familiar with where the government, incognito, unbeknownst to the world around us, have gotten away with rubbing out people and killing people. And some of these people have been in high positions of power as well. Defectors, whistleblowers, as you know, John. There are a number of instances now where we really see the heavy hand of government. And we see today that government at all levels now is out of control. I mean, not to digress from what you're saying, because it relates to it. You know, we've got this thing in Maine right now, where you're to the south of Maine, I believe, or just you're up that way, Vermont, and we have this concept of punishing parents who smoke with children in their cars. Now, people say, hey, that's good. That's a good idea. We want to protect the children. And, you know, I say it's not about protecting the children. It's all about control, because eventually that control logically will have to be extended to the home. And you say, well, that'll never happen. Well, that's what they said about abortion in America. That's what they said about seatbelts. That's what they said about banning smoking in public facilities. And here it is. It's happened. Now, it's not about smoking. Let me make that perfectly clear. It's all about control. And this is why when you read the columnists and the propagandists and the pundits, John, who propose such draconian laws in the name of public safety, you know they're deceiving the public. And what they're really out to do is to get America so accustomed to laying down their freedoms, stepping up in line to take that microchip. Because eventually, that's exactly what they have planned, is a programmed, planned, controlled society where you will be kept safe even if it kills you.
Well, I kind of wish sometimes, Rick, that you'd say something I could disagree with.
Well, all right.
But we seem to agree on a lot of things. Let me say I'm not being light about this either. I just wrote a piece today to Rick Stanley about what's going on. I hit on exactly the same issues. The seatbelt laws, the helicopters flying over people's uh-huh. homes looking for marijuana, many laws like this are about taking away our constitutional rights. There is no question in my mind, having studied the U.S. Constitution extensively, that many of these things are in fact unconstitutional, but judges are ruling now that they are constitutional. Meanwhile, judges are ruling that gay marriages in Vermont were embraced by the founders of Vermont in that Constitution, an extreme stretch of whatever the intention was of the framers, whatever one might think about that determination. But you are right, and that brings us back to Ed Brown's case and why it is I think we need to broaden support.
Yes.
And what I was talking about before the break was that Aaron Russo's film has been viewed by over a million Americans. Movie theaters. It is not on television. And that is worrying for a federal government which does not want truth to invade its falsehood. And I believe, in fact, I quote in a video that I'll give a reference to in a minute, I quote from an article that came out the day or the day after the verdict in the Brown matter, in which an IRS agent is quoted as saying, once again, the government has been vindicated, and this proves that Ed Brown and those like him have no claim to their allegations that the government does not have the power or authority to tax. And let me say then that I see, and this is speculative, as I said before, I see an agenda here of the federal government. I see a wrench having been thrown in their agenda, because as long as Ed Brown is painted as a Fruit Loop, the Americans will watch for the drama and the sensationalism for a few days, watch him be killed, and move on. Mm-hmm. But when Jackie and I went in there and filmed him and posted on the Internet, we've had all kinds of emails, people crying at the things he had to say. He's a very compassionate man. He's a Constitution Ranger who took a vow and an oath to defend the Constitution and its freedoms. And it's not just about taxes. It's about the use of taxes for torture. It's about global warming and corporations that tell us to keep burning fuel right into our graves. It's about military commissions. That Military Commissions Act completely obliterates habeas corpus, the right of jury trial, the right to cross-examine, the right to not have coerced testimony used against you or to even have your testimony coerced, the Fifth Amendment right. It's all thrown out the window, and it's a hop and a skip to use against Americans. In fact, though the act says that it doesn't apply to Americans, if you're picked up as an American and named an enemy combatant under that act, you have no authority to be appearing in front of a judge, habeas corpus. You have no authority anywhere to establish your citizenship as a defense against the label of enemy combatant, which once placed on you, the judges do not have the right to review. There is absolute power in the federal government in that act. If people question me or this or whether I'm a Fruit Loop or a Fringer, I'm first quintile on with honors, UConn Law School. Look on the website, www.senate.gov, and look up that statute.
All right. We will encourage people to challenge you. Go right ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a call, 800-313-9443. John Klar is my guest. He's an attorney. He's visited the Browns, and he's made this video. We shall return with much more. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
And we are back with John Klar. And John, everything you have indicated in the past, the past 25 minutes certainly is provable, I believe, and documentable. And we've been doing that for a long time. I've been doing it here for over 2 years now. And, the cry and the clamor gets louder and louder and louder. And the crescendo, as you know, has built louder and louder and louder. And yet we see this government driven, if you will, by insanity and Satan activity to continue to expand in desperation, to expand its powers, to expand the scope and breadth of its control over every living thing. I mean, even livestock, even cattle, even pets, even animals, as you know. So this is how powerful, this is how driven these people are for control. So when Ed Brown comes along, says, I've had enough, and there isn't really much worth in this world living for if we can't have our freedom to worship, and we are not free in the Spirit of God, then life is almost totally meaningless. You see, for the Christian, for the believer especially, that is true, John, where, as you know, if you have the faith, you have the understanding, like Patrick Henry, for instance, hey, it's a matter of give me liberty or give me death. I'm not going to live on my knees anymore. And that's the kind of spirit that is all too lacking in America today. And the government's very well aware of it and very pleased with that fact, I'm afraid.
Well, and the government's counterweight to our seeking liberty is to impose fear on us. And when I mentioned earlier that my integrity and selflessness in this is important to me, well, it is, because I don't want to have my questions motives questioned. But also, if people question my motives or Ed's or yours or other people, then they won't listen to the message. It's important that people realize that we're taking risks in doing this, not for personal aggrandizement, but for just the opposite. We're taking risks, not for money. What good would money be anyway if we have no freedoms to use it, if our food supply is gone? You're right. The animal microchips that they're trying to do has two prongs to it, by the way. One is it gets us used to the concept of microchips. Look, it didn't hurt my chicken. And two, if you control the food supply, you can terrorize people. You can completely tyrannize them.
You can mess
and that's
with
what
anything.
They're out to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just my integrity and selflessness that's important. It's Ed's. And by humanizing him the way we've done, by my standing up as an attorney who's apparently sane and has some knowledge, mine is the power of the pen, Ed's is the power of the sword. He knows this, but there are other swords and pens out there. The antidote to falsehood is truth. We know this from the New Testament. We know this from common logic. And the government does not have control over the alternative media like yours and the Internet, though they are definitely trying to disrupt it, and they are gauging what's happening. And that is throwing a wrench in their plan. And so they will have to accelerate their plan the more we accelerate our awareness. And that's why this case with Ed Brown is not just about taxes. I personally don't have a view on the tax issue because I haven't researched it enough, but I still see a government gone awry. The reason I don't have an issue about taxes is I'll pay Caesar whatever he wants. If he takes all my money, he's doing me a favor. It's the root of all evil, etc. But what's going on here is some are questioning whether the government ever had the authority constitutionally to impose the income taxes that they have been imposing on us. If there were a national referendum and 50 states had to vote on whether to amend the Constitution to give them that authority, not only would there be an uproar over that, but a lot of people would be saying, wait a minute, how many years of back taxes do you owe me? You never had the authority in the U.S. Constitution? It's a very scary idea for the government, for the evildoers, and they are the minority imposing a deceptive will or a deception on the majority.
We had Ed on the program, as you know, and I asked him, Ed, is it sufficient to state that your concern was with the government? I just want you to answer my question, and that question being, show me where I am forced to pay. Show me the authority that you have to compel me to pay, and I will gladly pay it. And yes, indeed, he stated that is true. I have not been given any reason, any explanation in the law where I am compelled to pay this tax. And he says, when they show me where it exists, I will gladly pay it. Until then, I can't. And I admire him for that, because as far as I'm concerned, I can't disagree with him. I think solid ground.
And that's the purpose of Aaron Russo's film, and I think that's why the IRS agent that I quoted from the paper and others are trying to discredit not just him, but millions of Americans who are asking the same question. And meanwhile, 200 and some million Americans never ask the question at all and assume they have an obligation to pay. And many would say, well, we still need to raise funds to pay for bridges and things like that. And, of course, we need, you know, hundreds of billions to pay for this war alone. But I won't go there. That's why, though, people who do not support the tax issue should still be drawn to Ed's cause, because Ed is concerned not just about taxes but about the other ideas that I have mentioned. And he's aware of all of them. He's aware of depleted uranium. He's informed about the use of torture. He's aware
absolutely.
About the John Warner National
Defense
Organization.
And that's part of his, I believe, part of his cause is that he is all too aware of the multi-pronged attack on our liberty. It's not just about taxes. You're right. It's not just about the cost of government.
There will be another video coming up soon which has more footage from Ed's. We went back again last week. We were there when his wife Elaine called to inform him that she'd been told that the black ops guys were coming up from D.C. to take over from the local marshals.
Mm-hmm.
We caught all that on tape. But we also filmed at the entrance to his driveway is a big sign that says, taxes support torture. I interviewed him about these other issues. So what he's trying to highlight, and we're all trying to highlight, is that if you don't want to fight the government over taxes, well, which battle are you going to fight? Are you going to let them send all of our children to war in some strange land, blowing up little children and being contaminated with depleted uranium? Are you going to allow the government to use the National Guard troops against you if you try to exercise your free speech rights and have a political uprising? Mm-hmm. These are the issues that Ed is keenly aware of and that the mainstream media are doing an artful job of obscuring and helping the government, whether wittingly or not. These are the issues that we and many of us are trying to highlight. So the integrity and selflessness of Ed and me and you and other people is important so that people will take seriously what we're pointing to and go educate themselves about the laws. These are laws that already apply to us. For instance, the USA Patriot Act gives Bush the power to suspend elections and the Congress indefinitely in the event he declares martial law, whether by a false flag attack or otherwise. Mm-hmm. They can seize our food, our fuel, our provisions for electricity, our vehicles. These are laws that already apply to Americans. We point to the website, www.senate.gov, to go to the government's website and look up these laws that are passed under things like USA Patriot Act. We know what Patrick Henry and Ben Franklin would say about that. Mm-hmm. For people to become educated, the government does not pass laws that it does not intend to use. And now they've been influencing the media, both the nonfiction media like Newsweek and the Quran Story, but also television shows like 24, to prepare people to give up rights that they don't even understand before they've been asked to do so. This is indoctrination through disinformation. This is what's happening. And this is why I alert people to the video I put up called Ed Brown, Who Do You Trust? It's on Google Video. I think you could find it under that name. Ed Brown, yeah. Who Do You Trust?
Right.
It's got 5 stars from the people who have reviewed it so far. Please watch it and have a look at the information that we contain in there, the links that are in there. The evidence is all there, and vote on it and give it a star, you know, whatever you think, so that it will get out there. Because I'm not wearing makeup. I'm pockmarked and need a haircut. We're in a local little studio. But the truth we're talking about is more important than polish and bubble-headed bleach bonds with agendas and trying to earn money and trying to get ratings. And that's the message. And that message will save Ed Brown's life, because the federal government has a serious problem now, because a lot of people are watching. And if they go slaughter Ed and those who are with him trying to defend our rights and trying to alert Americans, then they will have a big problem in their hands. So not only people that are not just interested in taxes, but also some people say, all right, so there are no law to pay taxes, you shouldn't use a gun. Well, then don't use a gun, but you should still support Ed Brown, because whether or not you agree with his means, his end is the same as the rest of us, which is to get educated, to become aware of our rights, and to be prepared so that we don't take the mark if we're Christians, but otherwise to just try to hold this government accountable. George Bush calls himself the Accountability President and renamed Air Force One Accountability One. I say in the next video I'm about to post, it might have gone up tonight, that it should have been called Accountability Zero, because there's been none. There's been no Christianity, no accountability from Mr. Christian Accountability President. Neither is there any conservatism. He could outspend all of the Democrats the last 20 years, and
absolutely,
during wartime to boot.
And, you know, I have a number of questions, but we do have callers now lining up. So I'm going to go to them for you, John Klar, author of the book Christian Words on Christian Actions. And we're talking about, in his book, George Bush's administration and the desecration of Christianity in modern America. We're talking also about how that is applied to every hamlet, every village here in the United States. But before I take a call, I really do have to mention that now in the state of Maine, there are some people who are beginning, as you probably know, including the legislature, so from what we're told, to indeed step aside from the real ID law that is now being implemented here in the United States. And I don't know how much you're aware of that, what is going on now just in the state of Maine.
No, I am aware of it, yes.
Okay, so you know that the state is basically, repudiating and refusing to implement this concept of the real ID. And I just want people to be aware of that, that is the case, and we'll discuss that as we continue. But let's take a call, all right? Let's talk to, I think it's Tom in Tennessee. Is that right, Tom? Hello. Is that Tom in Tennessee?
No, it's Randy.
Randy, okay. Randy in Tennessee. You're on the program with our guest, John.
Yeah, John, I think we need Ed Browns in this country and to stand up to these people. And you know what's really sad? Is they'll let an illegal Mexican bring drugs across this country, across our borders, and give this guy immunity to testify against two federal officers who were just doing their job. But yet they want to hang this guy out. Whatever happened to equal protection under the law?
John, are you there?
Yes, sir. I was waiting to...
This country's in sad shape. And I think the only way we're going to turn this around is, like that guy said the other night, start surrounding their offices and dragging them out of there. because they're not... These judges, they don't listen to the people. They don't care about the law no more. When you got a president up there who I think the guy honestly thinks he's some type of dictator or something.
Well, that's exactly what he is, and that's why he's counting on the American public being so dumb and so gullible that they'll allow him to get away with anything, like Roosevelt and Harry Hopkins said, hey, you can tax and tax, spend and spend, elect and elect. The people are too darn dumb to understand, and unfortunately, I can't disagree. Most people have been dumbed down, and they're willingly giving up the rights that were fought with blood, the blood of our forebears and the founding fathers. They don't know about freedom. They don't care about freedom. They know only about free bread and free circuses, free entertainment, all of this paid for by the taxpayers. And that's about all their knowledge of freedom consists of. So, Randy, Bush is a dictator. Yes, he has accumulated powers that are unconstitutional. But the American public are letting him get away with it.
Yeah, I think it's starting to come to people's attention, though, what's going on. More people are starting to see, what's going on with this guy. But nobody will hold him accountable. And I think as long as they keep pushing and pushing, you're going to see more of Ed Browns. You're going to see more of that stuff start to happen.
Well, no question about that.
Funny. Until it directly affects them, a lot of people, they just sit back and let it happen. It's going to come to the point one day when we haven't got anything to lose, and he thinks he's got problems in Iraq. He's going to have a lot of problems right here in his own country if he's still in office.
Well, I think he's prepared to deal with them.
Well, that's the thing, Randy, and thanks for your comments. The Equal Protection Clause, like many others in the Constitution, has pretty much gone out the window. It's there in name only. I'm familiar with the case you're talking about with the border agents who have been convicted, I think, 11 years for firing guns at a drug dealer. The very suspicious circumstances in how he came to the attention of the government's prosecutor in that case, and I don't know the answers to those, but very suspicious that an illegal alien smuggling drugs has more rights than those who are sworn to protect us. Sounds familiar. But yes, I agree with Rick that this government, they are fully aware of the threats to our food supply. They are fully aware that they have tapped our economy out. And frankly, for decades now, they have been using black ops to treat human beings as subhuman around the world. And it's a hop and a skip to start doing it so to their own people. They regard us as expendable. And they are already preparing and have already set up the structure, in fact, to conquer us using our own young people and our own troops. Is it too late to do anything? I don't know, but it's never too late to try. We have no excuse for sitting back and allowing ourselves to be enslaved, and it's time for Americans to become aware. This is not extremism. This is real. And by the time most people realize it, they don't even know what their constitutional rights are. They'll be getting educated about them while they're in detention facilities. Mm-hmm. It'll be too late, and I would rather die on my feet with a gun in my hands than be enslaved, microchipped, and tortured by the government that is supposed to be protecting me.
And live on your knees to boot, yes, absolutely. We appreciate your call very much from Tennessee. It's a pleasure hearing from you, brother. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Well, another aspect of this whole situation, I might add, John Clark, is the fact that we have our young men and women out there in Iraq and in the armed services here in the United States, and apparently they don't realize either that they are sworn. They are sworn to uphold the Constitution and to defend it from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that means George Bush is a criminal. George Bush is an enemy combatant. George Bush's administration is doing more harm than Saddam Hussein ever dreamed of doing to Americans, if he ever did. And George Bush must be held accountable. Now, why is it that these men and women who say they are sincere and they are sworn to uphold America and to defend the Constitution against all enemies, why haven't they arrested George Bush yet?
Well, you know, they also waive their constitutional rights when they join the military.
Beside the point. The oath is there. Enforce the oath, right?
Oh, I agree. I agree.
All right, John, we'll be right back. More calls, much more to come. We're talking with John Klar, attorney. We're talking also about the Ed Brown situation in New Hampshire as a microcosm of the nation. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, the story was that legislators in Maine have refused to implement the Real ID Act and are calling on the Congress to repeal it. The Senate and the House passed a joint resolution just the other day demanding the repeal of the law and announcing they were the first state lawmakers in the country to do so. The resolution states that the Real ID Act of 2005 would place an unfair financial burden on states, threatens privacy, and leaves citizens vulnerable to identity theft. It also states that the law, scheduled to take effect next year, 2008, fails to accomplish its mission of improving security. And indeed, now we begin to see the real purpose, John, of these bills, from the so-called Patriot Act to the Military Appropriations Act to the torture bill, surveillance and so on, is really about controlling us as so-called terrorists, not foreigners or, quote, Muslims who are extremists who are seeking to destroy our nation. The real enemy is not from the so-called Muslims overseas, but it's from the enemy within. The government of the United States now has really declared open war against the people of this country.
Well, you're quite right, and I would point out a couple of more things. For instance, Richard Clark's book,
yes,
about this administration's failures against terror is called Against All Enemies. And
right.
If you read the book, he's talking about domestic enemies,
yes,
in a not too subtle way. Ann Coulter has already been talking about using the Military Commissions Act to label those of us who might question this government,
right,
as enemy combatants and as terrorists.
Sure.
The problem I have with what's going on in Maine, which is just wonderful to see local legislators with some integrity and some intellect, but state powers have also been dramatically reduced by this government already. And they can, this federal government can run right over them if they try to resist them. The right to travel is being curtailed to leave the country if we want. The passport's being required for travel where it hasn't been. But the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act took the National Guard right out of the hands of the states. Anytime George Bush decides with a sweep of the pen that the states are not able to protect our constitutional freedoms, that's the irony. They've put in the law that the federal government can come in and impose order in any state where Bush decides that the state is not able to protect Americans' constitutional freedoms, i.e., political uprising or such. The states do not have the power anymore over their own National Guard in such instance. It also gives them the funding to arm those troops and to house those troops. And he can, for the first time, use, let's say, Maine National Guard troops against American civilians in New Mexico and vice versa, because let's face it, the National Guard troops in Vermont are not going to fire on their own people in the Green Mountain State. But if you stick them in Alaska, they might not have the same reservations. They literally are federalizing our state National Guard troops that are supposed to be state rights. They are eliminating a level of government and the Founding Fathers' mm-hmm. protective structure in the mm-hmm. federalist structure. Mm-hmm. So they're eliminating our individual rights, but also our state rights. These are laws that have already been passed. And let me plug my website, www.christianwords.us, where there's more information about my book, and there will be more links soon to some of these different sites and different videos that we're doing.
Indeed.
And there are excerpts from my book and a lot of feedback about my book, testimonials and things showing what people thought of it. It is a great resource for people to get educated, but it was written and published before the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act. Mm-hmm. So I guess I have to get writing my next book.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a break now. Hour number one concluding. Hour number two will begin in just a minute and a half or so. And then we'll take Jim in Texas, our next call. I'm Rick Adams, John Clark, our guest. We shall return. Stay tuned and join in. 1-800-313-9443.